Welcome to the Sports Marketing Machine Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. It's the off-season for many sports teams and universities. The off-season is a time of reflection of what worked, what didn't, planning for the upcoming year, and of course, some well-needed rest. This episode, I'm going to dig into three important strategies that will help you boost ticket sales next year that you can't afford to miss. But before I dig in, if this is your first episode that you're listening to, welcome. I'm super excited to have you. If you have not yet, please be sure to hit that subscribe button on your favorite listening platform. I promise to make it worth your while. All right, let's dive in. Strategy number one, grow your email list. I see this in a lot of teams that I work with. Oftentimes, teams only rely on growing their email list during the season through ticket sales. Their email list only grows when someone buys a ticket. Your email list is one of the most valuable marketing tools that teams can use and has the highest ROI. Creating an off-season plan with goals to capture more email addresses is vital, as this allows you to get a running start on ticket sales for next season and gives you a larger list to market to. All right, let me give you a quick example. I work with a team that has an email list of about 16,000. I'm not going to tell you the team, so don't ask. They will add between 5 and 7,000 email addresses to their list this summer, mostly through what takes place during their in-game and ticket sales, and that will give them a total of 21 to about 23,000 email addresses. If they get an open rate of about 30% for their email addresses, which is about average, that means only 7,000 people open the email. Typically, it's about 5 to 10% that purchase. So in this case, let's just use 5%. That means they only sold to 350 people. That may be good numbers for some teams, but for many teams who have larger ballparks, arenas, and stadiums across the country, that's just simply not going to work. Unlike social media channels, you own your email list. Social media channels can change algorithms so your organic reach changes, but email list, well, you own it. So set some goals and a plan for collecting email addresses during the off-season and make it a priority. Strategy number two, social media engagement. Sure, we all know that growing our social media following is important, but oftentimes teams are looking at only vanity metrics like followers. Video views and video viewers are two huge metrics that you should pay attention to this summer. So by creating a content plan to post certain amount of videos a week, these are Reels or TikTok videos, these videos perform better as the algorithms on TikTok and Instagram, among other social media channels, tend to favor video content over other content. Most cases, Reels and TikTok videos are exposed to a larger audience organically. The second piece of this social media engagement strategy number two is crafting a shot list that communicates what fans can expect from your games. The shot list should include what fans could see or eat or view when they come there. An example of this could be player highlights. Sure, we've got plenty of them. Think about getting some food shots, getting that posted up on social media, and things related to family fun. Following a specific formula when you post your video content during the summer that covers a lot of the items, if not all of the items from your shot list, creates excitement and urgency about the season. And more importantly, it grows your fan base, giving you a larger audience of people to talk to and market to. Think about it. If you're consuming content of a video rather than just seeing a graphic image, you're more of an understanding of what that brand is all about. So in this case, the more videos you create, the better it is for you organically to reach an audience outside of the folks who currently follow you. Strategy number three, and this is an important one, data. Just about everything we can buy or can be done is on our cell phones, has metrics tied to it. Understanding what metrics drive ticket sales and what platforms do better than others gives you a clear picture of where you should be spending your marketing dollars. Let me give you an example. I work with two teams that generate a surprising amount of ticket sales through Instagram and Facebook. I'm talking thousands and thousands of dollars organically through organic posts on Instagram and Facebook. We work with their ticketing software to put tracking links in place so that they can track throughout the year how many ticket sales they've made organically or even on paid media on these channels. So when they post X type of content, some sort of video or whatever it is on Facebook or Instagram, they can see exactly how many ticket sales they sold from that post or on that platform. This is a huge competitive advantage for these teams as they know exactly where their ticket sales are coming from. Teams that prioritize growing their email list during the off season and use data to make decisions regarding their budget and promotions for next year set themselves up for success. So being able to take a look at your data and understand when you do X, Y happens, or who are my target audiences? Who are the types of people who come to these types of games? Drilling into the data to get a better, clearer picture of who's buying tickets and who isn't really gives you a competitive advantage to planning for next year. If you're finding value with this content, please share it with someone just like you, someone who's working in sports trying to grow their fan base and get more fans to games. At the end of each episode, I give you a plan of action. These are the main three takeaways that you can immediately implement to grow your fan base and sell more tickets. Number one takeaway. As you work through your off-season marketing planning, make it a priority to capture email addresses and set a goal. I recently finished up a data project with a team, and we uncovered that for every 100 emails they captured, they made over $1,500 in ticket revenue. You scale that up to 1,000 emails or even 5,000 emails, you're talking about some great ticket revenue. So set a goal and make it a priority to capture email addresses this off season. Takeaway number two, create a plan to post Reels and TikTok videos this summer and track video views and video viewers. If it's once a week or twice a week or whatever it is, create a plan and schedule it out and use a shot list so you know the type of content you're going to post. These are the best organic ways to grow your followings and grow your fan base as they expose these videos to non-fans on these platforms, Instagram and TikTok. And takeaway number three, use data to make decisions about your budget for next year and your marketing planning. The simplest way to evaluate your effectiveness of your marketing. Here's a simple sneaky ninja trick. Take a look at your marketing spend that you spent for a specific game last year and divide it by the total number of single game buyers. So if you spent $1,000 and you sold 500 tickets, you spent about $2 per person to sell tickets for that game. So you could actually take a look at that and you would know, hey, when I do X, I sell Y amount of tickets specifically on the marketing. So start using data to make decisions about your budget and your marketing planning, specifically your promotions for next year. If you have started your marketing planning or you just need a little bit of assistance on what metrics mean or gaining a deeper understanding of the data, head over to sportsmarketingmachine.com, schedule a call. I help supercharge you, the marketing team, so that you can grow your fan base and sell more tickets. I've been in your shoes. I was in your shoes for 21 years as a marketing director in sports and college athletics. So I understand exactly what you're going through. And currently, I've helped teams just like yours create a clear path. Until next time.